Welcome to the To Faithful Men podcast. This project started in 2006 to preserve old sermon and study tapes of Wiley Flanagan, Hassel Wallace, and Mike Strebel. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also."
At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter, and consider the vision. Now that's the prayer, the answer given, the help coming now from Gabriel, and he's going to interpret a vision now that he's had. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, the subject of this, of thy people and thy city. That's what he was praying for up here. He said, remember, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken, and do defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people. Now that's what Daniel was praying for. Now then Daniel says that these 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. It has been God's purpose that you remain in Babylon 70 years. See, that was why they were there. Now then, he says 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Because these 70 years is about over, see. But now, he's going to give him talk to him about 70 weeks are determined upon thy holy city and thy people and holy city. Number one, to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sins. Three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Five, to seal up the vision and prophecy. Six, to anoint the most holy. Six things. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon the holy city for 70 weeks. And in that period of 70 weeks, six things are going to be accomplished. Now verse 25. We'll get to these, we'll come back to these, but we need to read all of this first. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, the wall, even in troublous times, and after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the Prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and to the end, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and to the, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause a sacrifice. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, from a casual reading of these few verses, we know that it, in some manner, somehow, has to do with the coming of Christ. Because it says, until a certain period, until, see, the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. In other words, the Messiah is going to come in 69 weeks, whatever that involves. Now, to finish the transgression was the first thing that is to be accomplished. To finish, now to finish means the word they tell us is the word for restraint, the word for hem in, the word to arrest, to finish the transgression. And to make an end of sins. The end of sin, end here, means to seal up. Put it, to conceal it. Put it out of the way. Out of sight. To bring in everlasting righteousness is to bring in not only in what we now know as imputed righteousness, but the righteous way of life, to put it, bring in everlasting righteousness. In other words, Daniel had been confessing their sins, you see. Now then, the angel, Gabriel, is telling him about the time when the transgressions, that there'll be an end be made, and that sins and their iniquities will be covered. Then it won't be seen in God's sight. See? There's a Messiah's coming. And he says, and to seal up the vision and prophecy. To seal up the vision. Now then, within the 70 weeks, the vision, Daniel's vision, was to be sealed up. Closed up. And he says, know therefore, and to anoint the Most Holy. Now, to anoint the Most Holy place, to anoint the Holy of Holies, to anoint the Messiah. Now there's all sorts of, there are 11 major theories concerning this passage of Scripture. There are over 11 starting points from the to begin this reckoning. First of all, we need to notice what is a week? 70 weeks. Well, how long is that? What is a week? Now, this 70 weeks is divided into three parts. 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and then 1 week. 7 weeks, he tells us that the temple, see, is to be restored in troublous times. Well, it takes the entire story, history that's recorded in Ezra and Nehemiah for you to understand the 7 weeks, the first of each. 7 weeks. What's going to happen? Well, you're going back to Jerusalem. You're going to build the temple, the altar, in the 7 weeks. It's not going to be anything like Solomon's temple. And the Jews, a lot of Jews got mad. They wouldn't go to Jerusalem because it didn't have one as nice. Is what they had before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed. They rebelled against that, see. But he says it will be built in troublous times. In other words, you'll have trouble. You'll have opposition. And the opposition came primarily from the people that was left, the amalgamated, the mixture, the of Samaritans and the foreign countries, see, that captured when Nineveh, when the Sennacherib and Sargon overrun northern kingdom, well, they brought in people to repopulate the land and mix with the Jews that was left there, see, to work and till, toil the land so that the proceeds, any above their living, could go to the kings, see, to their captors. And so they had trouble with the Jews that had later known as Samaritans. See, they had trouble with the Edomites, Moabites, and the Ammonites that was left in the land, that was there all the time. See, that was still there from Joshua's time, never had been driven out, but there was little segments here and there and there. See, they were told, commanded to remove them, just like about Samuel and Saul, about killing the oxen, but he wanted to keep those nice prize ones, see? And he says, what's the blading? What's that noise I hear? I hear some sheep abating, oxen lowing. See? Oh, well, yeah, I saved a few there for worship services, see? He always justified it on a religious basis, pious basis. All right? That's the reason why Gaza Strip today is causing trouble. The Philistines there, they did run the Philistines out, see. That Gaza Strip has never been solidified, see, with not even David's time. There was a hardcore rebellion. Samson lost his life down there because of the Philistines, see. I mean, they poked his eyes out, blinded him. They were still there. And not until Diane captured that, when in 67, when that war, when that 1967, when he overrun Palestine. Now then, the thing that's holding up the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt is the Gaza Strip autonomy. Egypt's wanting it, claiming it, see? But now that was part of the land that was originally given to the Jews. But the Lord said, go and occupy it. He said, now it's going to take some, you're going to have to drive out the enemy. He said, I've given to you, but you've got to drive them out. See? They still had something to do. That's the reason why they had to blow the horns marching around, Jericho, you know. Yet God was going to give them the victory, but still, they still had to march, see, to obey it. And it was because of their disobedience that the children of Israel now are down in Babylon, see, and Daniel's confessing their sins at this point. But in other, what I was showing you, though, is that in Ezra and Nehemiah, you have the history, and then Sanballat, you know. After Nehemiah went up, Zerubbabel went up first, and then Ezra, and then Nehemiah, on the three returns to Jerusalem, and Nehemiah went up to build the walls, and I think that is the proper time to designate these 70 weeks. It says, you see, from the know therefore and understand, verse 25. That from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. Now, from the commandment. Now, there were four commandments given, four decrees made to get the Jews back to their land. Cyrus, in 536, gave the first command. You find this in the book of Ezra. The sixth chapter, also in the first chapter. Darius the Mede gave a command. for the children of Israel to go back and build their temple and to build the walls. Then Artaxerxes made issued two decrees. You find this in Ezra and Nehemiah. That in the 7th year, he made a decree. In the 20th year of his reign, and that's the last decree that's written. And that was in, according to either 455, there's been historians are dated from 455 to 445 B.C. within that period of time. Most historians date it 445. That's also Usher's date of it, I think. But anyway, so he says now from the going, if it is 445 B.C., if it's not 445 B.C., if it refers to, now it doesn't say, see, it says from the decree, but it doesn't say the decree by Cyrus. It doesn't say the decree by Cyrus. It doesn't say the decree by Artaxerxes. It just says from the commandment, see, that went forth to restore and build. It doesn't say about the temple now. The first decree specified the temple. That was what Cyrus did. Specified the temple. But now, but in this statement, it's the city itself. So that has to include Zerubbabel. Nehemiah, because he's the one that went up and built the walls. You know, he rode around the city and saw the dilapidation of it, you know, and they went to work. Temple already been built. They were getting ready to build a wall around it. And he set up, he divided the people, you know, and put them, they'd work from here to this gate, and from this gate to that gate. Different group of workmen there all the time. That was their job. They were assigned to that. And they worked in there. And then here comes old Sanballat and all of these guys up there from Samaria down. And of course they wanted first to help them, you know. They said, well, we're one of you. Well, we are kind of mixed. Yeah, we're a little spotted, but we're one of you yet. And our hopes and our dreams still, we still love Jerusalem. Nehemiah said, you know, part of us, you get on back. We'll take care of this. And then they laughed at him. Ha! They laughed. Even if a fox run up on that wall, it'd fall down. See? And there's always been people. There's a people that'll oppose what God's done all throughout the book of the Bible. They oppose what he said he would do. They oppose what he's done. They oppose what he's doing. And they oppose what he says he will do. It's been in opposition all through from Genesis to Revelation. So, that's the first thing you've got in studying the 70 weeks. You've got to find out when the date is from, the general year. All right, suppose it is 445 B.C. Notice that it's 69 weeks must elapse before the Messiah is cut off until the coming of the Messiah to the Lord Jesus, to his birth, baptism, or crucifixion unto the Messiah. But then it says, and after the 69th, he's cut off. See? So, regardless of what it is, you're within 3 years because he was only on the earth, see? That is the ministry, 3.5 years. You see, 33.5 years. Or 33, or in that neighborhood. Alright? So, if it's to his public ministry, usually given as his, entry into Jerusalem, you know, when everybody was trying, putting out the, and giving him a royal welcome, you know, and Hosanna, our King cometh unto you. See, well, if you at that time, even at that point, If you date it then, you've got to date it 32 A.D. So 445 plus, 455 plus 32. You figure that up. It's if the 70 weeks are 7 years. See, each week 7 years, and no person, regardless of whether he's a pre or post, denies that these 70 weeks mean 70 a week of 7 years each. See, which means seven. The first 7 years is 49 years. 7 times 7 is 49 years. Well, that's how long it took to build the wall or the temple. See, 42 days, wasn't it? Or 52 days? He built the walls. I believe in troublous time, Nehemiah. But they were 49 years rebuilding the temple. All right, but now then, add that 49 years to the 62. See, that 62 would be times 7 would be 434. 434 plus 49 is 483 years. So if he gave the decree at 455 BC, that's your data starting point, you will be mighty close to 490 years. 70 weeks, 7 times 70 would be 490 years, you see. Then you count your days for your leap years, which would be over 100, and then count from some 25 days from the month that the issue was given in March, and Christ was crucified in April, see, our time. So you'd have over 116 days plus the 24 days. Add that, and you're in the ministry of Christ at least. See, and it just says unto the Messiah. It didn't say unto his baptism. It didn't say unto his birth. It didn't say unto his crucifixion. See. But after the 69 weeks, after 483 years, he'll be cut off. It might be the next day, see? But the 483 years has to be history before Christ was crucified.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and share with a friend. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.